36岁。
36 years old.
广西男子钟某达从西藏自驾回老家。
A man from Guangxi named Zhang drove back from Tibet.
却在途经青海格尔木时意外失联。
However, he lost contact while passing through Gunland, Qinghai.
两个月后
2 months later,
他的白色私家车在一处废弃玉石矿区。
His white private car was in a derelict jade mine.
被找到
found,
人却人间蒸发。
People disappeared from the world.
更令人毛骨悚然的是
more terrifying.
是啊
yes.
车上的摄像头
Car camera
行车记录仪都被红色胶布死死粘住
The dash cans were all glued to the windshield with red tape
半夜更是有人用床单附住了
In the middle of the night, someone was clinging to the bedsheet
钟某达的前挡风玻璃可周围却完全没有打斗痕迹
The front windshield of the car had no signs of a struggle around it
种种反常的细节让人不寒而栗。
Various strange details are chilling.
这便是发生在2005年8月。
This is what happened in August 2005.
青海无人区著名的人车分离悬案。
Famous human vehicle separation case in Qinghai's uninhabited area.
而随着调查的深入啊。
As the investigation deepened,
更加诡异的疑点也随之浮出水面。
More bizarre doubts also emerged.
接下来我们逐步回溯真相。
Next, we will gradually uncover the truth.
看看当时到底发生了什么。
Let's see what really happened back then.
展开讲述之前呢
Before we continue,
我们先对失踪地点进行简单了解。
First, let's get a basic understanding of the missing location.
钟某达汽车被发现的地点位于青海格尔木的一个比较陡峭的河谷里。
The location where the Shonder car was found is in a steep valley in Gunland, Qinghai.
别名野牛沟，海拔约3500米到4500米。
Also known as the Wild Ox Valley, it has an altitude of approximately 3,500 to 4,500 meters.
无通讯信号。
No communication signal.
无人烟。
No fly zone.
无救援。
No rescue.
属于标准意义上的三无地带。
Belong to a place that is truly three no's, no name, no honor, no administration.
沿着河谷边缘呢
Along the river valley,
可以看到有一条泥土小道
You can see a dirt path.
路况极差
The road conditions are very poor.
藏在小道尽头的是一处已经被废弃的玉石矿开采点
At the end of the alley is a quarry that has been abandoned.
而在河谷的另一侧呢
And on the other side of the valley,
则是一处规模更大的矿点
It is a larger mining point.
但因为位置过于偏僻
But because the location is too remote,
连地图上都没有任何道路标识
There are no road markings on the map.
连条野路痕迹都难以查找
Even the faintest traces are difficult to find.
除了内行老炮啊
Besides, the experts and veterans,
或许有人刻意告知
Perhaps someone deliberately told me,
否则压根没法找到正确位置
Otherwise, it's impossible to find the correct position.
可让人纳闷的是啊
It's really puzzling, isn't it?
这里完全偏离了钟某的返程路线
This completely deviated from the return route of Zhang Mi.
他又究竟为何会来到这里呢
？What exactly brought him here?
钟某达
，On matter.
广西玉林人，在西藏林芝经营电子商务生意。
Guangxi Yulin residents are doing e-commerce business in Lincheon, Tibet.
此前长期定居在西藏林芝。8月21号啊。
Previously, I had lived in Linzhai, Tibet for a long time on August 21st.
四架白色朗逸从林芝出发，计划返程。
Driving a white Logan from Linjai, planning to return.
广西老家，他沿着318国道途经拉萨、那曲，约8月26号晚上顺利抵达青海格尔木市酒店留宿。
He traveled from his hometown in Guangxi along the Sanao 8 National Highway, passing through Larser and Narc, and arrived in Gonglad City, Qinghai, on August 26th at around 8 p.m., where he stayed in a hotel.
当晚还跟哥哥视频通话，报了平安。
I also video called my older brother that night to report that I was safe.
钟茂达还表示啊
，In addition, Sean Mauder also said that
次日自己想去无极龙凤宫祈福。
The next day, I wanted to go to the Wuji Longfeng Palace to pray for blessings.
顺带拍拍路上的戈壁风景。
Take a shot of the desert scenery along the road.
两人说笑很久。
They had been laughing for a long time.
可谁也没想到。
Who would have thought?
这通电话竟会成为兄弟俩最后的告别。
This phone call became the last farewell between the two brothers.
8月27号上午10点左右。
Round 10:00 a.m. on August 27th.
钟某达驾车离开酒店。
Mr. Zhang drove away from the hotel.
此时
At this time.
若按原定计划呢
If according to the original plan,
他本该沿着公路一直朝西南方向。
He should have gone straight along the road in a southwest direction.
途经昆仑山门、纳池台。
Pass through the entrance of Kunlun Mountain at Naraku.
昆仑神泉、无极龙凤宫。
Kunlun God's Spring, the immeasurable dragon phoenix palace.
大概下午一到三点呢，即可抵达西王母瑶池。
You can arrive at the Yiching Tomb of the King around 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
但不知为何呀
？But I don't know why.
他竟然先后三次拐进了不知名小路。
He actually went down unknown alleys three times in a row.
下午两点三十分左右
，around 2:30 p.m.
他才抵达无极龙凤宫景区。半小时后
He had only arrived at the Wuji Dragon Phoenix Palace scenic area for half an hour.
钟某达将车辆停靠在路边。
Mr. Sean parked his car on the side of the road.
根据调取的行车记录仪显示啊
According to the data from the dashcam.
他在此处不明原因地下了车。
He got off the car here without any apparent reason,
并走到引擎盖方向
and walked towards the engine compartment,
朝着一侧方向多次观望
look in one direction multiple times,
似是在等待什么人
like waiting for someone,
又或者是旁边还有其他人的存在
or there might be other people nearby,
按计划呀
according to the plan,
此时
At this time,
沿着公路一路向西
along the road heading west,
大约一个小时就能抵达原定目标的西王母瑶池。可出乎所有人意料的是
It was surprising at the target, the Hope Tomb could be reached in about an hour.
他竟然转而朝着托拉海沟公路
He actually turned towards the Drag Gulch Highway.
随后更是一鼓作气
Then they launched a full-scale attack.
直奔着一片连导航上都没有显示的野路。
Straight to a dirt road that wasn't even shown on the navigation system.
下午五点左右呢
Around 5 p.m.
颠簸的碎石路几乎让人给摇散。
The bumpy dirt road almost made me lose my teeth.
根据记录仪画面显示
According to the recording,
车辆在上坡途中啊，出现了动力不足后滑。
The vehicle lost power and skidded while going uphill.
最终被紧急刹停，中间。
Finally, it was stopped in the middle.
钟某达还呢喃道
Mr. Sean also mumbled.
这是在哪儿
Where is it?
这是去哪儿了
Where are you going?
从后来的现场也可以清楚地看到后轮位置被人为放了一大块石头。
From the later on-site evidence, it is clear that a large stone was deliberately placed in the rear position.
这里推测呀、啊、
Here's my guess.
应该是钟某自己放的。
It should be that it was placed by Mr. Zhang himself.
试图阻止车辆的持续下滑。
Attempt to prevent the vehicle from continuing to slide down.
而眼看没法继续前行。
And seeing that there was no way to continue,
这才拿着手机、背包和笔记本电脑下车。
Now he's getting off the bus with his phone, backpack, and laptop.
按理说呀
，Therefore,
此时的他最着急的应该是找信号。
At this moment, he should be most anxious to find a signal.
找救援才对。
We should seek rescue.
可令人疑惑的是。
Surprisingly,
中间有两次信号跳动。
There are two signal jumps in the middle.
可他一次报警。
But he called the police once.
电话都没拨打。
No phone calls were made.
这也是很多人想不明白的点。
This is also a point that many people don't understand.
很快。
Soon,
他便宛如人间蒸发一般。
He vanished without a trace.
杳无音信。
No word.
直到两个月后的十月中旬。
Until mid-October, 2 months later.
家属察觉到异常才报了警。
The family only reported the incident after noticing something was wrong.
经过艰难搜索。
After a difficult search.
直到11月1号的上午。
Until 10 a.m. on November 1st.
救援人员才在托拉海沟的戈壁荒滩中发现了钟某达的失联车辆。
Rescue personnel only discovered John's vehicle in the desert of the Tor Sea Gorge.
可这时
，At this time，
距离钟某达失联已经超过了50天。
It has been more than 50 days since Hugh Maurer disappeared.
说白了
，In short，
钟某达消失的地方属于戈壁荒漠。
Somewhere in the Gobi Desert.
不仅没有物资支援
Not only did they not receive any material support.
各种野生动物也很多
There are also many wild animals.
加上当时的气温就已经低于零度
The temperature at that time was already below 0 degrees.
这时候孤身一人在外的话
At this time, if I am alone outside,
恐怕是凶多吉少。
It's likely to be a losing battle.
在探寻车辆线索时啊
，While investigating the vehicle's clues，
现场的发现更是让在场所有人后背发麻。东西没动，油箱满的，可摄像头和行车记录仪
，The discovery on the scene also made everyone present feel a chill, with the oil tank full and the camera and driving recorder not moving.
这些能有线索的地方
These places that can provide clues
竟然都被人为用红色胶布死死贴住
They were all glued to the wall with red tape
明显不想让人知道后面发生了什么
Clearly doesn't want anyone to know what happened next
更诡异的是
More strangely
根据调查发现
According to the survey
在9月20号晚上22点48分左右
At approximately 22:48 on September 20th
在钟某达失联20多天之后
After more than 20 days of John Mauder's disappearance
他的行车记录仪竟然再次启动
His dashcam started again
要知道这个记录仪自8月27号钟某达下车熄火之后就已经停止工作
Since the recorder stopped working after Mr. John parked and turned off the engine on August 27th,
这次的突然启动
This sudden start
很有可能是车身晃动一番的自动激活
It is likely that the activation is triggered by the vehicle shaking.
画面显示
The screen shows
有一陌生男子直接拿被单来遮挡钟某达的汽车前挡风玻璃
A stranger directly took a blanket to cover the windshield of Mr. Shang's car.
他们到底在掩盖什么真相？
What are they hiding?
又和钟某达失踪一事到底有何关系？
What is the connection between this and the disappearance of Mr. Shang?
至今仍是个谜。
Still a mystery.
但他的家人和警方依旧没有放弃。
But his family and the police still refused to give up.
还在继续寻找。
Still searching.
而因为本次事故中疑点重重。
And because of the many doubts surrounding this incident.
也被越来越多的人讨论关注。
Also, it is increasingly discussed and discussed.
比如。
For example.
钟某达为何临时改变去向？
Why did Mr. Shang suddenly change his destination?
偏偏要去一个已经废弃的玉石矿区。
Go to a deserted jade mine.
他下车时不断张望的地方。
The place where he kept looking around when he got out of the car.
到底有什么神秘存在？
What mysterious existence?
汽车上被封死的红色胶布和深更半夜的床单遮挡背后。
Red tape.And a dark, heavy bedsheet cover the back of the car, obscuring the view.
真的意味着钟某达的出事是早有预谋的吗？
Does this really mean that John Mather's downfall was premeditated?
我们惋惜钟某达的遭遇。
We regret the unfortunate situation of Mr. Shang.
也希望终有一天能够真相大白。
I also hope that one day the truth will be revealed.
在这里啊，也想提醒各位朋友。
I also want to remind everyone here.
无人区
No man's land.
并不是可以肆意游玩观赏的地方。
It is not a place where you can freely roam and enjoy.
为了自己的安全着想
To ensure my own safety.
请做好充足的准备。
Please be well prepared.
并结伴而行。
And go with friends.